It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Chelsea Webb. Chelsea is a personal banker at ESB Financial. Chelsea, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We're going to be talking about scams. And Chelsea, it seems like these days they are far too common, aren't they?
That is very true. So in the United States alone, 86% of consumers fell victim to fraud, identity theft, or data breaches in 2020, according to creditrepair.com. So today, I'm here to tell you that you can avoid becoming a part of that statistic by learning how to protect your personal finances. With a few precautions of your own, you can protect your accounts and keep your money easy to access.
Wow, 86% of consumers fell victim to fraud, identity theft, or data breaches. That is a huge number. So that's something we all should be aware of and do whatever we can. And Chelsea is here to give us some tips. What do you have for us today, Chelsea?
Yes, so credit and debit cards are, of course, easy to use and easy to shop with. But that doesn't mean you can forget about a transaction once it's been completed. So at the very least, you should review your statements monthly and check your credit report at least once per year. And ESB's online banking makes it easy to check your statements and transactions, so you can even review your account activity daily. We also recommend that you take full advantage of any alert programs offered by your financial institution or credit card company. We here at ESB have an alert system called Notify, and it allows you to receive emails, text messages, or notifications if there's unusual or suspicious activity on your account. We also recommend you take steps to protect your online identity. We will never ask you to send any personal information via email, so just be cautious of any emails, phone calls, or text messages asking for that type of information. When entering your card information on a website, be sure the site is secure, featuring a padlock icon before the URL, or the link begins with HTTPS. If you choose to use apps like Venmo or Square's Cash App or Apple Pay, be sure your device is secure. Use your phone's security features to protect access to these apps.
I'll tell you what, Chelsea, great tips, and that's very important for us to pay attention to. Scammers are out there, and they are on the ready, it seems like. Well, Chelsea, do you have a money message for us?
I sure do, Ron. So our money message today is that our clients' information is our number one priority in keeping it safe. So as always, we are here to help. If you see any suspicious activity with your accounts, please don't hesitate to call us at 620-342-3454.
Great information. Great job this morning, Chelsea. It was good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ron. It was good to talk to you.
That's Chelsea Webb, personal banker, ESB Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.